And obviously, we'd like to have everybody having, accessibility to fast internet. And obviously, in this case, they don't, which is disappointing. I'm not sure how far they're located from the mobile tower. And it may be possible to have a further investigation of this and see, because there is some equipment that could boost the signal for them that we could talk about that's approved on the network. So it might be possible. Having said that, they might also be currently too far from the mobile tower, and it may, in that fringe location, the speed and the issues that you talk about may be due to that.
So Telstra looking at this issue, which seems to be quite common in regional areas, is it something that is a case-by-case basis, or does Telstra have plans to make the internet faster?
Okay, good question. Probably two questions there. Firstly, with the federal mobile black spot program, we have sought submissions. So these farmers and others could have already submitted their site as a black spot, and that's gone into one national pool, and with government and commerce and so on, they'll be looking to filter that list down and come up with... There's further programs rolling out to continue the build program for new mobile sites. Coming back to the second part of the question around capacity with the sites, we continue to upgrade our sites. And at the moment, we're rolling out 4G. So if you look at the two new sites we've put into Salmon Gums and Grass Patch, they're both 3G. Moving forward, they'll be upgraded with 4G. The good news is with the Black Spot program, which is those 14 sites that we've talked about before that are coming for the Shire of Esperance, those sites will have 3G and 4G. So we are making sure that the infrastructure's on there, as the site is built.
Boy, can you explain to us why mobile broadband costs more? Chad and Nadine say that for their 25 gigs of data on a mobile broadband plan, they pay $175 a month. I mean, for a farming business, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, look, I totally agree. Look, we can't make a comparison between the cost of, say, a fixed internet versus a mobile internet. There are different carriage, the way it's transmitted costs, the costs are higher. It's a totally different structure. What I would say is, and this doesn't really assist with the question, but there is no difference in price in mobile broadband if you are metro or regional. So it is a comparative pricing, but as I said before, you can't compare it with a fixed internet because that's using existing infrastructure that's been there. It's a much cheaper, easier mechanism to transmit. I would say that the NBN, that's the purpose of that program, is to make sure that there isn't a metro-regional divide, that there is accessibility at the same price point and with larger allowances to, regional areas.
So there's no difference in price. It's just, unfortunately, at this stage, country people can't access that service.
Well, at the moment, it is rolling out. So there has been quite a few fixed wireless NBN areas regionally. And obviously, in the last month, there's been the satellite, NBN satellite, become available. So, some good steps in the right direction. But coming back to Telstra mobile broadband, obviously, we're keen to still continue to roll out the sites, which will provide the much needed infill. We are introducing, there is a cheaper price point, which still won't compare with fixed internet, but a 50 gig plan at $150, and that's due out within the next month.
You talk about that satellite service. I know a lot of farmers who would like to be on it, but unfortunately they can't.
Oh, really? No, there's plenty of capacity, as I understand it, on the new satellite that's gone up, SkyMaster. My understanding was it could handle 300,000 users, so I haven't heard of it being oversubscribed at this point, but probably something definitely to take up with NBN.
Looking at farmers this day and age, they want to do everything that their city counterparts do. They want to run a cloud-based business, but be cost-effective as well. Is that too much to ask in this day and age?
No. And the way applications are moving and Telstra, we will continue to invest and look at opportunities in agribusiness and machine-to-machine. And that sort of area is where we're very focused on at the moment, because obviously that's expanding rapidly and we can see that's the future direction to go as well.